Lord tonight, Father, let my life be transformed. Let me encounter you via your word. Send me a word tonight. Send a word to me that will bring about a change of levels for me. Send me a word that will lift me up tonight. Bring me out of the valley of life via your word tonight. Bring me out of the depths of life via your word tonight. Let your word break every yoke in my life tonight. Pray fervently. Pray with fervency. Break every yoke in my life via your word tonight. Let everything difficult become easy for me via your word tonight. Don't let me return back the same way I've come. Don't let me come and go back the same, Almighty God. Send your word to me. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. God is not permitted to do anything beyond your expectation. God will not move beyond what you have demanded from him. Until you place a demand on heaven, heaven does not respond. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 8 that God sent a word, just a word to Jacob. And we are still talking about Jacob till now. Isaiah 9 verse 8. He sent one word to Jacob and Jacob lighted all of Israel. Just one word. There is a word coming for you tonight that must change your level. There is a word coming for you tonight that must break the yoke. There is a word coming for you tonight that must bring about a change of story for you. But you have to press into it. You have to press into it. One more time, Father. That word that will bring about my total change of levels, send it to me tonight. Go ahead and speak to him. That word that will bring about a change of levels for me, send me your word tonight. Lift your voice and pray. That word that will break the yoke, that word that will bring me out of every challenges of life, that word that will move me to the level where I ought to be. Send me that word tonight. This is my night. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. I want us to pray very well. Don't mind the weather. Don't mind the rain. You see, when you are in a battlefield, a soldier does not mind weather. This is, we are talking about your life here. We are talking about your, a soldier that is a real soldier does not mind anything called battle. That does not mind anything called weather. There are some special pilots. They send them out only when the storm is very, very bad. And there are some, they only fly only when the storm is clear. When you are ready to face the challenges of life despite the weather, then you are set. When you are waiting for perfect weather, then you are not set. You are going to pray tonight. Somebody sent said a testimony last week Sunday that I came for the service last week Wednesday. He said, and I saw, as they were praying, as I was praying, it's as if the prayer will not stop. You were also in that service. And on Thursday morning, there was a change. Tonight is somebody's change. I said, tonight is somebody's change. I want to pray this last prayer with desperation and with vigor. Listen to me. Fasting without taking time to pray is like hunger strike. It's like just bothering yourself. It's like you just want to lose weight. No matter how long you have fasted, if you don't pray, then there's nothing you're fasting about. You are going to pray, Father, I'm not here as a spectator. Tonight is my own night. Raise your voice and pray. I'm not here as a spectator. I'm not here as an observer. I defy the rain to be here tonight. Jesus, meet me at the points of my knees. I must not go back the same way I've come. I must not go back without a touch. Touch me with your hands, oh Lord. 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 Please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hands, oh Lord. Please don't let me go the way tonight, that no man or woman here desperate for your touch will live here the same in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, take charge of this meeting tonight. Let me speak only your word as you have sent me to bless your people in the name of Jesus. Let everyone say in a good amen, and that has defied this rain to be in your presence, experience your touch tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's give God a big clap offering, everybody. With a big shout of hallelujah. A bigger shout of hallelujah. A bigger shout of hallelujah. Touch one or two of your neighbors and tell them, you will be blessed tonight. You will be blessed tonight. You will be blessed tonight. And then you may please be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. Somebody excited to be in God's presence tonight, shout a big hallelujah. My prayer for you tonight is that God will meet you at the very points of your needs. Without wasting our time tonight, I welcome you into God's presence. And I pray that tonight will be a night with a difference for you in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. We started our series on excellence series. And I'm sure that somebody here was blessed last week Wednesday with the teaching, empowered for excellence. If you were blessed that in that teaching, shout a big amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I was tremendously blessed. And tonight, we'll be speaking tonight by God's privilege on a message titled Excellence mentality. Excellence mentality. The state of your life is determined by the state of your mind. Nothing defines a life like mentality. Proverbs 23 verse 7, it says, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So your mentality determines your actuality. The creation of the world was explained to us in Genesis chapter 1. And the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 that the earth was without form and void. Everything wasn't okay. But the spirit of God, which is the mentality of God, moved over the earth. You know, man is made up of the spirit, the soul, and the body. The spirit, which is your mentality. God's spirit was moving on the face of the earth. And by the time we got to the end of that place, God saw that everything that he has created had become good. So it doesn't matter how bad your life is. If your mentality is good, then your life will change. Adam, as created by God, had a robust mentality. To the extent that in Genesis chapter 2 verse 19, every animal under the face of the earth, he named them without mistaking them, giving the same animal two names. Genesis 2 verse 19. He didn't make any mistake. And out of the ground the Lord formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam. God brought, he had the mental capacity. He was knowledgeable enough to be able to name all the animals without making mistakes. He brought them unto Adam and said, Adam, you have mentality to see what he will call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name. Adam was filled with mentality until devil came to deceive him that your mentality is substandard. Take another mentality. But Jesus came. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 16, 1 Corinthians 2 verse 16, that we have the mind of Christ. So when Christ came, he removed the old mentality. The mentality that the devil put inside Adam, he removed it and gave us a new mentality. Is somebody with me tonight? Is somebody with me tonight? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 that he that is in Christ is a new creature. All things have passed away. Your mentality has been transformed. And that mentality is a mentality of excellence. In Revelation 5 verse 9, the Bible says that we are kings and priests ordained to reign. You are not an ordinary individual. You are a man or woman ordained to reign. And one of the proofs of salvation is mental excellence. Salvation is not a call to stupidity. Salvation is not a call to foolishness. Spirituality is not an excuse for stupidity. God did not give you a mind for nothing. He gave you a brain so that you can gain. Your brain is for gain. Your brain is for excellence. God gave you your mind so that you can bring out something out of this life. There is somebody here today, you will not live a wasted life. I say you will not live a wasted life. The world will only mind you if you have a mind. If you don't have a mentality, nobody will mind you. The world will only mind you if you are a person that has a mind. It is failure mentality that makes a failure. It is success mentality that makes a success. If you see a man that is a failure, you say, everything, nothing is working. Nothing can work anywhere. Things are very bad everywhere internationally. A failure mentality is what makes a failure a failure. A success mentality is what makes success. So what is the mind? What is the mind? If this mind is so important, what is your mind? The mind is the seat of thought. The mind, the mentality of man is the seat of thought and memory. The center of consciousness that generates feeling, ideas, and perception. I come again. I want to believe you are writing. It's one of the things that boosts your mind and helps you to become a better person. What is the mind? The mind is the seat of thought and memory. The center of consciousness that generates thoughts, feelings, ideas, and perceptions. Unlike the heart, the mind cannot be seen with physical eyes, nor can you handle the mind of a man with physical hands. If you go to radiographers or radiotherapists or what do they call them, they want to know the size of the heart of it. If you see a dead man, cadaver, if you are a medical student, they would have brought out the heart of a human being for you. Say, this is the heart of somebody. But the mind of man cannot be seen with physical eyes, but it is there. The mind of man is there, but you can't see it with your physical. Only God can see the mind. And what is the principal work of the mind? Why is the mind so important for excellence? The major work of the mind is to think. Until a man can think, he's a useless fellow. Listen to me. 5%, only 5% of individuals on this earth think. 15% think that they think. 80% would rather die than to think. And that is why there is so much bankruptcy of excellence. People are unable to excel because people don't think. 15% think that they are thinking, but they are not thinking. 80% because thinking is hard work. That's why you can see a man sitting down, a man sitting down in an office, sitting down and sweating in the office, even inside AC. And there are some laborers, 1,000 of them, or let me say 100 of them. The total pay of those 100 is not up to his pay. He is inside the office because the major work is the thinking. The major work that brings the excellence in the office is the thinking. It's not the physical labor. The physical labor comes as a result of men who have thought it out. So thinking is so important that most people in this part of the world don't like to think. But for you tonight, grace is coming upon you to know what to do in the name of Jesus. Quickly tonight, I want to show you. Just before we go into that, most of the battles of life is in the mind. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 to 5. Most of the battles of life is not physical battle. 90% of the battles of life is a battle from the mind. The battle that the devil can win your mind and tell you that you can't make it, that's all. Once the devil can tell you that you cannot do well, 2 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 3. If the devil can tell you that you cannot make it, there is no way you can make it. If you can agree in your mind, the devil says that things are very bad and you have agreed. He says, for though we walk in the flesh, our war is not in the flesh. Your battle, the battle for your success is not in the flesh. It's not about slapping somebody. You are very stupid. You are very this. No, that's not the battle. Though we walk in the flesh, our fighting, the fighting to make it, the fighting to get married, the fighting to have business, the fighting to do well, is not in the flesh. Though we walk in the flesh, you know, we're after the flesh. For the next verse says, for the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. What that means is that your actual battle is not physical gun battle. I'm taking you somewhere tonight. Your actual battle for you to succeed in life is not battle of carrying gun or cutlass. Verse 5. But casting down imagination, thought in the mind, that is the greatest battle before you can be an excellent person. Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself, anything that says you can't make it, you cast it down. Anything that says that Nigeria will swallow you up, you cast it down. Anything that says that you are a failure, you cast it down. Anything that says that sickness will kill you, that is the major battle. And casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, and bringing them into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. Friends, 90% of our problem is here. Devil tries to play a mind game on us as Christians. Are you sure things can get better for you? He says, it's not possible. Can't you see how? Okay, where is the helper going to come from? Forget it. Kukuma, go and take plan B. Go and take another option. God has not been helping you since all these days. Are you sure you will pass this WAEC? Go and get somebody to sit down for the exam for you. Since you have been trying, you didn't get it. Jambas, jamb you, jamb you, jamb you. That is the greatest battle of life. Mental excellence is a product of winning in the mind. Somebody's here tonight. The last mind game the devil played with you is the last game he will ever play with you. I said the last mind game the devil will play with you is the last mind game he will ever play with you. So tonight, I want to show you the benefit. What do I stand to gain if I'm a thinker? If I have this mentality of thinking regularly and thinking aright, what do I stand to gain? Number one, I'll give you about 7 or 8 of that. Benefit of thinking. Thinking is the pathway of creativity. Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, they were very good. God created everything. And after creating it, he first created it in his mind. Then later, God created it physically and said, everything I've created, everything is good. Listen to me, friends. God has created you as a good person. You are not a substandard person. Think right. One of the major benefits of thinking is that when you think right, you are creative. You sit down to think, this business, what can I do to increase the turnover? What can I do to move forward? What can I do to get promotion in my place of work? What does my boss demand from me? Then you become creative. Many people have been doing these things the same way, and because of that, they've not been able to get the same result. Witches is not only our problem. People just cry for witches and wizards from now till tomorrow. Until you are creative, a Christian ain't going nowhere. Your creativity is what brings about the excellence in you. Friends, you are a unique person. There's something that you can create. In your organization, there is a value you can add that will take you to where nobody has ever been before. For somebody here tonight, in this month of September, God is going to change your mentality and take you to that level. I say God is going to take you to that level. Number two benefit of thinking and having a proper mentality is that it births resources. Philippians 4 verse 19. Paul said, my God will supply all my need. Look at the way he was thinking. Paul did not think of inadequacy. Paul wasn't a man that was thinking of lack. Stop thinking of lack. Stop thinking that things cannot work. Stop thinking of recession. Change your thinking. Paul wasn't a man that was bombarded with. He said, my God will supply all my needs. There's somebody here tonight. This month, God will supply all your needs. I say, God will supply all your needs. When you think like this, your needs are met. When you think resources, resources come to you. Efficiency in thinking is what bats sufficiency in resources. Efficiency in thinking. When you think resources, don't think lack again. Stop thinking poverty. I'm here tonight to wash away every thought of lack in your head. do a mental renovation for you. Stop thinking that things cannot work. They will work. As you are thinking lack, you are attracting lack. Stop thinking of lack. Stop thinking that things are bad. Because things are not bad. It is just a bend. It is not an end. You just reach a bend. You have not reached an end. So stop thinking inadequacy. Stop thinking that God... Okay, is there something in this world that God cannot do? There is nothing. He can bring out water out of a rock. He can part a Red Sea. He can feed 3 million people every day without any one of them getting hungry. So, what is your need that God cannot do? Friends, from today, let your thinking be a thinking of surplus. When your mentality is the mentality of excellence, is a mentality that thinks abundance. Number three, benefit of thinking, excellence mentality is it brings about transformed thinking brings about a transformed life. In Romans chapter 12 verse 2, the Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. When your thinking is transformed, your life will become transformed. When you think that things will work out, they will begin to work out. The reason why a lot of people's life don't work out is because they don't think that things... Once you begin to think that things will work out, they will begin to work out. Once your thought every day is that I know things will get better, they will get better. Your transformed thinking brings about a transformed destiny for you. What you think about the most is what will happen to you. If you think right, things will be right. If you think that everybody hates you, everybody will hate you. If you think that everybody doesn't like you, then everybody will not like you. When you think that I'm loved by everybody, things are working for me, then your life is transformed. People are forced to like you because you think it. Somebody is here tonight. That same grace to think right till your life is transformed, receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Number what now? Number four. Thinking bats progress. Thinking bats progress. In Philippians 4:13, Paul again said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. In Numbers chapter 13, there's a story there of Moses sending 12 spies to go and check the land, the promised land. And two of them said, we can do it. Others said, no, we can't do it. In fact, the other said, we are like grasshoppers. He said, we are like grasshoppers. We are like grasshoppers before these people. Can you imagine a human being saying he's like a grasshopper before another human being? In verse 33. And there we saw giants and the sons of Anak, which came of giants, and we were in our own eyes. Numbers 13:33. We were in our own eyes, in our own sight, as grasshoppers. Friends, these guys never entered the promised land. Because their thinking was wrong, they never made progress to the promised land. Somebody is here, you will make progress into your promised land. That place that God has for you, you will make progress inside it. That place that God has promised you, you will make progress there. That thing that God has promised you, you will make progress there. Many people's progress have been truncated because of wrong thinking. A human being saying, I'm like a grasshopper before another human being. What an insult. What a downgrading of yourself. Don't downgrade yourself again. Nobody is more advantaged or disadvantaged than you. We are of equal destiny. It is your excellence mentality that distinguishes you. Have you ever seen anybody that was born with clothes? Anybody came from heaven with silver spoon? Say, he was born and there was a silver spoon. Anybody that came from heaven with naira in his mouth? Nobody. Nobody. We are of equal destiny. It is your thinking that brings about your destiny. Somebody is here today. Your thinking will bring about progress for you today. There was a boy. His master gave them talents. One 5 talents. One 2 talents. You know the story? One talent. The 5 talents went to work so that he can make progress. He doubled the talent. The second one, in his thinking, he said, I cannot let my master come back. And then, I did not make any progress. He doubled the talent. The third one said, hey, I know you. You are a very wicked man. You like to use people. I went to keep the talent. I'm a very smart person. See, the way you gave me the work is the way I'm about to give it back to you. You see, I went to bury it. Take back what you gave me the same way I gave to you. And the Bible said they cast him out. His mediocre mentality made him a pauper for life. When you are a man who thinks excellence, you become progressive. From today, you will become very progressive. So whatever is given in your hands, think multiplication. Think increase. There are some people, they always feel used. I cannot disturb myself. That's a wrong mentality. If you want to make progress, think progress and think in the right mentality. Number five, thinking bad sound health. In Matthew chapter 5, from verse 25 to 34. Matthew chapter 5, from verse 25 to 34. The story of a woman there called the woman with the issue of blood. This woman had a issue of blood. Can you imagine a woman menstruating every day for 12 years? Every blessed day for 12 years, non-stop. Blood was flowing to the extent that doctors had collected all her money. She sold all her houses, everything she had. They were milking her dry. Every blessed day she was flowing. And the Bible says, true mentality. Now, nobody spoke to her. She just thought in her mind, if I can yet touch this garment. Go to the next verse. If I can touch his garment, I will be made whole. And the Bible says, there were so many people there in a crowd. Massive number of people were there. And the Bible says that the woman just struggled. She struggled and touched him. And the Bible says she was made whole. Jesus said, somebody touch me. The disciples said, what are you talking about? There are many people here. He said, all these people here, they don't have mentality. You see, you can be around an anointed man of God and take the person so for granted that you don't get blessed. You can be around an anointed person and then your mentality is so ordinary. Say, Jesus that we are using. Somebody has touched the same person. His life changed. Jesus said, somebody has touched me. He said, nobody. Nobody touched you. So I said, somebody touched me. Power just left me now. And the Bible said, the woman was shaking. And she said, I'm the one that touched you. And Jesus said, go. Your faith has made thee whole. Your mentality, if you are here with sickness tonight, and you can think that I can see communion here, and maybe my eye is not paining me. This communion is the body of Jesus. If it can enter me, ulcer can flush out. I can flush it out. If Jesus can enter me, I can get pregnant. Yes. If Jesus can enter me, I can. That's the way to think. If you are a man or woman of proper thinking, sickness can't stay long in your life. There's somebody here today. Via your proper thinking, I decree concerning you tonight that every traces of sickness and disease becomes a thing of the past in the name of Jesus. I say it becomes a thing of the past in the name of Jesus. Every trace of sickness and disease becomes a thing of the past in the name of Jesus. Every power of sickness upon you is hereby destroyed and destabilized in the name of Jesus. There's somebody here tonight. You came in here tonight with a very, very terrible backache. Your back aches so badly. But I'm telling you tonight that you are not going back with any trace of sickness in your body in the name of Jesus. I say you are not going back with any trace of sickness in the name of Jesus.
If you are the person I'm talking about, shout a big amen. Shout a big amen.
It doesn't matter the amount of sickness on you. It doesn't matter how long you have been sick. If Jesus touches you, your life can change. Somebody's here tonight. Tonight is the night that Jesus will touch you. I say tonight is the night that Jesus will touch you. Tonight is the night that Jesus will touch you. And as he touches you, every trace of sickness is going in the name of Jesus. I say every trace of sickness is going in the name of Jesus. What do you stand to gain again when you think properly? Thinking births positive change. Positive change. Every positive change in the life of a man is a product of right thinking. The Bible says in Luke 15 verse 11 to 24. Luke 15, 11 to 24. There was a guy called the prodigal son. One day, through his ruptured thinking, he went to his father and he said, "Father, give me everything that I have that they want to give to me. Everything you want me to inherit, give it to me. Everything that you want me." The man had two sons. Say, "Everything you want me to inherit, give it to me." May you not have a ruptured thinking here tonight. May you not have a ruptured thinking here tonight. Say, "Give me everything. I cannot wait again. Everything you can ever give to me. You are a rich man, yes, but everything that is mine, give it to me." That's the younger son. And the Bible says that he took it. And he began to squander it. Called parties. Went to casinos. Went to the best hotels all around the world. Was having fun with his life and squandering money. And all of a sudden, the money finished. No money that is not traded with will soon finish. That's why many sons of rich men never become rich. I don't want to mention names, but there are some of you who know some of the rich men. Some of them were even former presidential candidates, very rich, multi-billionaires. Some of them said, "If evil enter my money, the money will swallow up the evil." You can't hear the name of one of their sons today. Because the mentality is wrong. Friends, listen to me, everybody here tonight. If you are lucky, you have parents or anybody around you that corrects you regularly, please embrace them. Those are the people that love you. If you have people around you that correct and say, "This thing you are doing is wrong. This thing you are..." You see, when we were much, much younger, when our parents corrected us, particularly my mother, when he says, "This thing is wrong." So we thought they were doing us bad. But later, as we grew on in life, we knew that, they said, "This person, watch yourself from this friend. Watch your..." What they are saying is that, see, watch your mentality. Be careful so that you don't become a ruined person. This boy was ruined. But luckily, maybe his mother was interceding for him. You know, women pray a lot. The mother must have been praying for him. And one day, he came back to his senses. He said, "If I go back to my father..." He said, "Even if I'm with my father, I won't be eating pig food like this. I can even be inside the kitchen with slaves, with servants, and I'll be able to get at least something to eat." Somebody say mentality. His mentality changed, so his destiny changed. Until a man undergoes mental renovation, his life can never experience earthly transformation. Until you undergo mental bleaching, your life doesn't shine to the world. Many people say witch. It's not witch that is the problem. It is mental dullness. When a man or woman is mentally dull, your thinking is shallow. Somebody is here tonight. God is going to change your destiny. Bible says, and as he went back to his father, the father said, "Come back, come back, come back. I love you. I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting for you." That's why when we are crying for people to give their life to Christ, we are saying, "Come back for mental transformation. Come back for mental renovation." Because it takes mental stupidity for somebody to see on a pack of cigarettes and they wrote there that this thing will kill you. And you see, you even smoke, you puff it. It means the mental faculty is it has problem. It's been decayed. It takes mental dullness for a man to leave his wife at home. Very lovely woman. Very clean. Always looking pepperonious and supersonious. and you leave your wife at home waiting for you.
You went to club.
You now carry girl, rubbish smelling girl, on your laps. Say, I want 100,000. You put your hand inside your pocket, you bring it out. Whereas at home, something better is waiting. It means the brain is becoming dull. The guy needs bleaching. The brain is down.
Somebody's here tonight. God is going to change your destiny. I say God is going to change your destiny.
So thinking brings about positive change. When you are, even if you are sacked or things are very bad for you, if your mental faculty can change, things can change for you. If you are sacked, don't remain in the sack. If things are dull, don't remain dumb. Change your thinking and then your life will change.
What do you stand to gain again when you begin to think?
Thinking bats value.
In Genesis 41 verse 33 to 44, the Bible says that Joseph became a valuable man in a land
where he was not a resident because of his thinking. Now, many people think that Joseph's change of story was as a result of God just helping him to change dreams, to interpret dreams. No. He interpreted dreams quite all right, but he thought about the way, the solution to the problem. He said, there will be 7 years of famine, 7 years of plenty. Yes, but after that, what next? That's where most people stop. They bring problem to their boss. Yes, sir. There's a problem in this place, but you don't come with solution. That's why your value is not being increased.
Joseph said, there's a problem in the land. Hunger will soon come.
He said, after that, uncle, thou shalt be over my house. How did you get to that place? We are not there yet. Genesis 41. Genesis 41 verse 33. 41 verse 33. Now, therefore. Now, Joseph speaking now. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh look out for a man. That's Joseph speaking. Out of depth of mental intellect. There is a problem, boss. Things are going to be very, very tough. We're in a recession. 7 years, things will be okay. But the next 7 years, things will be bad. However, Pharaoh, this is the solution. Verse 33. Now let Pharaoh look out for a man discreet and wise and set him over the land. Next verse. Let Pharaoh do this and let him appoint officers over the land and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the 7 plenteous years. Yes. And can you see a man bringing out solution? They did not say Holy Spirit, they did not say God descended on him, or he was thinking of the solution by divine inspiration.
Somebody is here tonight, you will become a solution in your office. I said you will become a solution in your office.
Let them gather all the food of these good years that come and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh and let them keep food in the cities. Yes, 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 yes. That food shall be for store for the land against the 7 years of famine which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. Yes, next verse. And the thing was good. Can you see? He brought out solution from proper mentality. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and the eyes of all his servants. Yes. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God, that is a man in who thinks properly the way man should think. Yes. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has shown you this thing, that is, there is none so discreet and wise as thou. Verse 40. We are going to read that together, everybody. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. The mentality of this guy brought him from, if you go on to that place, you see that he was given a royal ring. His apparel was changed.
Somebody is here tonight. In this month of September, God will give you special recognition. I say God will give you special recognition. Until you can think right, you can't be recognized your place of work. Hey, I don't know why they're not even promoting me. I don't know where they are. It's because you are not bringing out ideas. You are just bringing problem. You are not bringing out the solution. You say, this is the problem, but this is the solution. Friends, between now and the month end of this month, somebody's life must change here today. Number what? Number eight. Okay, I'll give you two more, then we go to pray. Thinking saves you from embarrassment. When you think right, when your mentality is right, you are safe from embarrassment. In Luke 14 verse 28, Luke 14 verse 28, the Bible says, for which of you intending to build a house, to build a tower, seated not down first to count the cost, whether he has enough to be able to build it? When you think, you don't start a project that you cannot finish. When you are a thinker, when your mentality is right, you are safe from embarrassment. You don't plan an event from money that is not available. You think right. You think in the proper perspective. And you are safe from embarrassment. Somebody is here tonight, you will be safe from embarrassment. I say you will be safe from embarrassment. When you think right, you are safe from embarrassment. You are safe from being embarrassed. You are safe from being embarrassed. You are safe from being embarrassed. And number 10, where we stop tonight. Number 9, benefit of thinking is thinking bats right answers. When you are a man that thinks right, you bat right answers. In John 8 verse 3 to 11, they brought somebody to Jesus. They said, we caught this woman right in the midst of adultery. What do we do about it? What is the solution to this problem? John chapter 8 verse 3 to 11. And the Bible says, Jesus started writing on the floor. He was thinking, what do I say to these people? If I say, kill her, I become a murderer. If I say, don't kill her, it means that I'm also supporting adultery. But the Bible says, he was writing. And all of a sudden, he looked up. And he said, any one of you that has never sinned before, let him be the first person that will cast the first stone. If any one of you here has never, he said, and the Bible said, they were walking away one after the other. And he continued writing. When all of them were gone, he looked up. He said, woman, where are your accusers? He said, they are gone. He said, yeah, go home. But don't do this again. If you are a thinker, definitely you'll be somebody of greater value. You'll be a man or woman that can solve problems. You'll be a man or woman that knows the right answer. When they give you, ask you question, don't just answer. Think first. When God comes to you and say, what? Look at a man like Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 3. I'll stop there. 1 Kings chapter 3 from verse 3. The Bible says Solomon gave 1,000 burnt offerings to God, and God appeared to him in the night. Say, what do I do for you? Say, tell me, what you have done is too much. Say, what do I do for you? If it was somebody, say, give me the head of the person that killed my daddy. Somebody else will say, God, give me cash. Somebody will say, God, build me a house in Banana Island. But I will say, Solomon said, God, give me wisdom. That answer really amazed God. Say, what kind of human being are you? You can answer good question, no. You know how to think. Say, because you have asked for wisdom, I will give you everything. I will give you money. I will give you wealth. It's so much so that nobody will be as wealthy as you before, during, and after you. Somebody is here tonight. God is going to help you in your mentality tonight. I want to round up by saying the major problem of our society is wrong thinking. Just think. Just think wrongly. Just think. Just think. No. Settle down to think excellence. You are not a disadvantaged person. You are not a poor person. Things are not bad for you. You cannot be destroyed. You cannot be frustrated. Things can never be destroyed in your life. God is with you. Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Stop thinking rubbish. Stop thinking failure. Stop thinking that your life will not be better. Stop thinking poverty. Stop thinking recession. stop thinking that things will not get better for you. Stand up on your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your two hands to heaven and begin to thank.